News. I'm Ben Thomas. Recent heavy rains in Canada missed areas of Quebec where wildfires have been most active, and officials say the smoke from them is likely to get worse. Julie Walker has more.
Portions of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan, especially Detroit, all registering unhealthy air for those with lung and heart conditions, as well as children and the elderly, according to the EPA. In Chicago, National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Kluber says the smoke is bad.
Around here, it's been very noticeable of, the smell, and you can almost taste it sometimes in the air. So it's definitely thick.
Kluber says it's so thick, visibility at the airports was affected. Meanwhile, 100-plus degree weather continues in parts of Texas, while other southeastern states also suffer the heat wave, says meteorologist Brian Jackson.
There's over 100 million people with a heat advisory, excessive heat watch, or an excessive heat warning.
Jackson says the West Coast gets the heat wave later in the week. I'm Julie Walker.
And if you're looking to escape, air travelers are getting hit with delays again. FlightAware reports 4,800 today, with more than 950 flights canceled. President Biden is trying to convince voters the U.S. economy is flourishing, embracing the term Bidenomics.
Bidenomics is just another way of saying restore the American dream. Because it worked before.
Sagar Magane reports while the economy has steadily improved over the past year, the president's approval ratings haven't.
Even as he touted Bidenomics in Chicago, the president faced a tough sell. An AP Norick Center for Public Affairs research poll found just 1 in 3 American adults approve of his economic leadership. That's even lower than his overall approval rating of 41%. Even among Democrats, whom the president will need to marshal to win re-election, only 6 in 10 say they like how he's handling the economy.
This is AP News. DoorDash customers in San Francisco could have their food delivered by the company's co-founder.
When Andy Fang, Tony Hsu, and Stanley Tang got DoorDash off the ground, they had to deliver the food.
What we quickly found out was that by doing these deliveries ourselves, we learned a ton of insights into what it took to actually get these deliveries fulfilled as a Dasher.
Now Andy Fang is chief technology officer, but he still delivers food.
There was a mistake in the restaurant address, so we had to kind of walk a block and a half to get to the actual restaurant. You know, it happens with one restaurant, it might actually be happening with a lot of other restaurants.
Fang is one of a growing number of executives who occasionally do the hourly work.
It's kind of a habit in some ways, you know? It's like, I try to do it monthly, and you enjoy doing it, and if Stanley or Tony are available, sometimes we'll do it together.
Fang says changes have been made to DoorDash's app based on his experiences. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.